The next part of the contract is something that I think most agents don't really know how to fill out or why it's there. And this is pretty much informational. It's called Real Estate Brokers. And it's a black box that's toward the bottom of the last page of the contract. And it says, real estate brokers are not parties to this agreement. I think we know that. But it's reaffirming that so that attorneys can't try to drag us in on lawsuits. Number two, agency relationships are confirmed in paragraph two, meaning the agent now has a fiduciary duty based on what paragraph two says. Three, is specified in 3A, agent has accepted the deposit. And four, it talks about cooperating broker compensation, which we talked about earlier. But the important part of the information, I think, is the rest of that box, because it talks about who are the agents, and it asks for information about those agents. And that information, if you think about it, is used all the time during the transactions about contacting them. So it asks who is the broker, who is the agent, what is their license number, and we'll talk about that in just a second. The date, the address of the agent. I had a problem with that because the agent didn't fill that in and I had trouble finding their office and had to go on a DRE website to find them one day. Telephone number, fax number, and email. So it has that for both the listing agent and the selling agent, and I think that's really important to fill that information out. And I mentioned just a minute ago I was going to talk about their real estate license. Do you know that some companies actually send agents out in the field before their license while they're learning about real estate and waiting to take their test? Happens all the time. Now, an agent that sells a property and is not licensed is not entitled to compensation. So one of the things I do religiously on every transaction is when an agent brings an offer in, I look at that DRE number and look them up. And if they're not licensed, then I call their broker. Because we're going to have a problem with this, and this is really wrong. Agents shouldn't be practicing real estate. I'm also probably going to be thinking about filing a grievance. How dare a person be out showing property, writing offers, and they're not properly licensed? There's also two other boxes that have been added to the contract that weren't there before. One is called presentation of offer. This is where the listing agent says, listing broker presented this offer to the seller on blank. I don't know how many times I've been on the buyer's side and wonder if the seller ever saw my offer. Now, it isn't legally part of the contract. It isn't required, but I think it's a real good thing to do this. If you present an offer to the seller, this allows you to fill this little paragraph out and let the other agent know that his offer was actually accepted. And then right below that is another box called rejection of the offer. So this says, no counteroffer is being made. This offer was rejected by the seller on blank date. So those little paragraphs really work together. Now, this is the official end of the paragraphs that are covered in this purchase contract. But before we talk about some disclosure issues and some other risk management things I'm going to teach you, I want to talk about the buyer's inspection advisory, which is the last two pages of the contract.